I want to share with you some things about what's happening in your government and some concrete things that you can do to make a difference. I want to just give you one Bible verse today as we get started, and we're going to review the things in the envelope that they're giving to you, as well as a handout, a legislative handout, as well as what's happening on the issue of property taxes. I do want to personally thank Pastor Ross and the church here for their support for, again, probably close to 20 years now, and your prayer support too, because it's needed down there. The Bible says in Ezekiel, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it, but I found none." In America today, God is looking down from heaven, I believe, and looking for preachers who will stand in the gap for America. He's looking for moms and dads, looking for teenagers. And don't take this church for granted, because, Brother Ross before and now his son leading this church to take a stand for righteousness in the church, in the home, and in government, because God ordained all three institutions. And so don't take your pastor and his leadership for granted, because I have the privilege of speaking around the state of Indiana, outside the state of Indiana, and you're blessed to have a preacher that takes a stand without apology for old-fashioned biblical righteousness. And that's important, because, again, as we do battle down there at the State House on issues affecting families and churches, most of the people in government don't see things the way your pastor preaches and the way you see them. We were talking back there as we prayed before we came out here. You know, the reason why we have so many problems down there in the State House and so many problems in government in Washington, D.C. and locally is that many of the people elected office have a different worldview. I mean, why in the world would you have a debate over whether or not to ban homosexual marriages? Yeah. Well, we're having a debate over that. Why would you have a debate over whether or not to stop abortion? We have a debate over that. What about life beginning at conception? What about telling a lady prior to the time of getting an abortion that the unborn baby might feel pain, which they do at a certain time? So why do you even debate those things? And pornography and control of Christian schools, taxation, why do you debate those things? Because many people elected to office don't share your view of the world and society and the things that are going on. And that's why it's important for you to get involved. That's why in Ezekiel, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it, but I found none." Now, an old-fashioned preacher many years ago, you know, at Advance America, we've been around since 1980. We don't endorse any candidate or any political party. I upset Republicans and Democrats down there because I tell people around the state of Indiana what's going on. I let them know what's going on in their government, because it's your government. The government has no money to spend except your money. And you have a duty and responsibility, I believe, to get involved in government and hold your elected officials accountable. You don't send a child to school and expect the teacher not to have tests and quizzes to hold that child accountable on what they're learning. Well, why do we send somebody, we vote for them in office, and then just forget about them for a while? Well, you can't do that. You need to hold them accountable, but you also need to encourage them. Now, you've got Brother Bruce Borders here, and Senator John Waterman is your senator down here. As the preacher was saying, you have 100 representatives, you have 50 state senators. Now, when it comes to issues involving biblical morality and families and churches, things that we care about and things that we've been involved in now for over 27 years, I'm pleased to tell you that I don't have to go and encourage Bruce Borders to vote right on biblical principles, because he's already there. I don't have to go to John Waterman and say, "Would you please vote pro-life? Would you please vote for the marriage amendment?" He's already there. But you are blessed. But the Bible also says, "To whom much is given, much shall be required." The Bible also talks about us being in a war, being in a battle. You know, it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation field. And what you need to do, as well as being grateful for your preacher, be grateful for Bruce Borders and John Waterman. There are people that want to defeat them in the next time they're up for election, because they take a stand for what's right. There is a group out of Colorado, some very wealthy people out there, who are funding homosexual endorsed candidates around the country. Well, you know what? Well, they're putting their money where their beliefs are. And Christians need to uphold those that are taking a stand for righteousness with their prayers Now, I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I'm just telling you that you need to back it up with your prayers, with your vote, with your help, with your time, with your talents. That's important, because we don't have that many down at the State House that are standing with us. Now, some will vote right if we push the issue to the floor, but there's very few of them that will help lead the battle like John Waterman and Bruce Borders do. So be grateful for them. Pray for them. Pray for their family. Up in Indianapolis, if you live in Indianapolis, you can go home at night. Now, I know, you know, Bruce and John get home as often as they can, but it's further to go. It's time away from their family. It's time away from something that they could be making a whole lot more money than spending time in the government. So please pray for them and encourage them and do what you can to help them. Now, Jeff Miller, pastor introduced him. He is our project director, also one of the attorneys. I have the privilege of working with four other Christian lawyers in the state of Indiana, who handle a variety of cases. One of them, Dwayne Martin. Dwayne and Jeff. Dwayne, would you wave your hand back there? There's Dwayne Martin. Jeff is on the aisle there. Jeff's our project director. Dwayne's one of our attorneys back there that helps me also over there with Advance America. A little story about Brother Gibbs. When we started Advance America in 1980, I flew to Cleveland, Ohio, where Brother Gibbs was in. Sat down with Brother Gibbs and said, "The Lord has laid on my heart an organization to help solve problems ahead of time." You know, if you wait until there's a bad law on the books, then you have to go into court and fight that. And then you get Brother Gibbs involved. Brother Gibbs would tell you, if he were here, because he stated this different times, that Indiana is probably one of the freest states in the nation for churches and Christian schools and church ministries and families, because we've had the privilege of solving problems ahead of time in the legislature. That's the way to do it. But I flew to Cleveland, Ohio with Dr. Roger Voglin, flew over there and talked with Brother Gibbs, and we were saying, do we start ourselves up as an arm of the Christian Law Association? Instead, Brother Gibbs is focused on, again, doing battle in the courts and doing battles around the nation. Well, what we decided is that we would work and partner with Brother Gibbs. And over the years, we've had an outstanding working relationship with him, where because of your prayers and your help, we've solved problems down at the legislature where Brother Gibbs has had to fight it out in courts around the country and in city councils and other things. Guess what? We've freed him up. He hasn't had to spend that much time in the state of Indiana because we solved problems ahead of time. So, but in our law office, we field calls from churches, from pastors. We handle personal injury cases when someone's been injured in an accident. We handle family law, wills, estates, guardianships, business law, any legal need that you have. I've got one of my cards out there on the table. Please pick that up. And if we can ever help somebody, we don't charge for any consultation. Again, if someone's been injured, if somebody has a will, estate matter, please give us a call. Be glad to talk with you about that. Now, Advance America doesn't endorse any candidate or any political party. We're focused on letting you know what's going on in your government, because only if you know what's going on can you make a difference. That sheet that you were just handed, I just want to highlight two or three of those things real quickly for you about things that are happening in the General Assembly right now. The legislature will meet, Brother Borders, until what, about March the 13th? 13th or 14th, and they're going to be done unless there's a special session. So timing is everything. And do you know down there that if 10 or 15 of you call Brother Borders, and by the way, if he is not your state rep, you can go to our website, put in your address, and it'll tell you who your rep and who your senator is. But, you know, lots of times people will call, preacher, I know this never happens, where you don't probably get too many complaints about things in the church or concerns or things like that. Okay, anyway. Lots of times, you know what politicians hear? Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. You know, maybe every once in a while, take a moment, just like with the preacher, and say, thanks, preacher, for the great job you're doing here. Just send a note to Brother Borders. Send a note to Brother Waterman and say, thank you. Thank you for voting for biblical principles. Let me talk to you about something. Protection of marriage, the very first one there on that sheet. In order for you to vote this November to protect marriage between one man and one woman, we've got to pass the resolution to the Constitution in the House of Representatives and the Senate this year. Well, guess what? We've already passed in the Senate. Senator Waterman already voted for that. Representative Borders right now is not given the opportunity to vote for that because one man, the Democrat Speaker of the House, has blocked that from coming down to the floor of the House of Representatives. One man, because he knows what I know. If he puts that on the floor of the House of Representatives, not only will Representative Borders vote for that, But 65 or so, or 68 Republicans and Democrats will vote too. And then if it goes to the public, guess what? What would be the vote, do you think, down here in Jacksonville, preacher, about supporting marriage between a man and a woman? 99-1. I won't tell you about what happened to the one. Anyway, about 99-1. 99%. I mean, that's what would happen. Statewide, probably 75, 78, 80% maybe. But they know that. But we have a Speaker of the House who is in control of the House now by just one vote, 51-49. That's the margin there. And it's not Republican or Democrat. It's just the fact that he is elected now as Speaker of the House by his party. And because of that, he is single-handedly blocking the House voting for that and you voting on that. So one thing that you can do is you can email the Speaker. He is from South Bend. If you happen to know anybody from South Bend, you can see right there on our handout there, it says, there is his email address, h6@in.gov, and his phone number. Go ahead and contact Speaker Bauer and say, hey, let this thing be voted on. One man should not stand between you and your right to vote to protect marriage between a man and a woman. I mean, think with me real quickly. Who would have thought a few years back that we'd be having a debate in Indiana about protecting marriage between a man and a woman? But we are. By the way, this is important. I saw all these bus kids. I used to work on a bus route for 12 years at Eagle Dell Baptist Church. I have a heart for bus kids. Most of these bus kids don't go to this Christian school, probably. They go to public schools. In Massachusetts, where they have same-sex marriages that are legal, they have already developed teaching materials for kids in kindergarten about homosexuality. They want to normalize that. So all these precious bus kids, that they have same-sex marriages legalized in Indiana, they'll be taught in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, about homosexuality, about that being normal, and marriage between two men, two women, the same as marriage between a male and a female. That's not right. The other thing about this church, is you have same-sex marriages that are legal, then what happens if somebody comes to the church and says, well, I want to join the church. I'm a practicing homosexual. I want to get married in the church. I want to teach Sunday school in the church. Preacher says, I'm sorry, you don't meet the biblical qualifications for membership, for a wedding here, to be teaching. They say, fine, I'll just sue you. Could you wind up winning? Yeah, maybe later on. But why put the church through that? Why jeopardize the church? Why jeopardize children in the public school? Why change? There has never been a society in the history of civilization that has ever endorsed homosexuality and survived. God honors biblical principles. And God honors a nation that follows biblical principles. And if America turns its back on God on the issue of homosexuality, then will God turn his back on America? I think so. So why not take a stand here in Indiana? So yes, contact Speaker Bauer. If your representative is not Representative Borders, contact them and ask them to support SJR7, the Marriage Amendment. Victory for Churches down there, the next one. Let me highlight that one with you real quickly. Since 1979, I got involved with an issue protecting churches and their ministries. There was a church in Brownstown, Indiana. There was a rally back in Brownstown, Indiana. Brother Hiles went down there and others back in 1979 because they wanted to license a child care ministry. The state has no business telling a church who to hire for their Sunday school, or who to teach Sunday school, who's going to teach Vacation Bible School, who's going to teach in your Christian school, and what you're going to teach. That's no business of the government. Well, they had a bill this time. It was House Bill 1288. They wanted to start certifying people that were behavioral analysts. You say, behavioral analysts? What's that? Well, according to them, it was anybody that wants to change somebody's behavior for the better. That's what you do in Sunday school. That's what the preacher preaches. That's what crisis pregnancy centers do. That's what rescue missions do. What business does the government have coming along and saying, you can't do something to help improve somebody's behavior unless the state certifies you? Well, that's not right. So, fortunately, we amended that bill before it passed the House of Representatives, repealing property taxes. Right now in the state of Indiana, you buy a home. Now, let's bring it down to Jacksonville. You buy a home in Jacksonville. You get a mortgage on that. You raise your kids. They're now out on their own. You pay off your mortgage. Do you own that house? Do you own that farm? Absolutely not. You're only renting from the government. Because if you rent an apartment and you don't pay your rent, they will evict you they will kick you out because you don't own that apartment. You buy a home in the state of Indiana, live in it 20, 30, 40 years, pay off your mortgage, and your spouse dies, you have medical expenses, property taxes keep skyrocketing as they have, and you can't pay your property taxes, the government will take your home and sell it. That's not right. What about senior citizens living on fixed income? And they're just getting by now, and their drug costs keep going up, and the cost of heating oil keep going up, and utilities keep going up, keep going up, keep going up. And somebody who's lived in their home maybe 30, 40, 50 years could lose their home. You say, could that happen in Indiana? It's already happening in Indiana. So we've launched an effort to repeal property taxes, to give you the right to finally own your own home, farm, or business, period. And to give you the right to vote on that. Do you know how much money we'll save if you get rid of property taxes? It's going to shock you. At local and state government level, if we completely get rid of property taxes, you will save over $100 million. You could use that to help create jobs, to help build roads, to do all kinds of things. By the way, as long as you have assessments, somebody's going to say, well, your house is worth this, your house is... Is that exact? Is that perfect? Absolutely not. So as long as you have property taxes, guess what? It won't work. Now, the governor has talked about a plan where he wants to say that we're going to limit property taxes to 1% of the value of your home. Well, that means if the value of your home is $50,000, it'd be $500. But guess what? As the value of your home increases, guess what happens to your property taxes? It goes up. And what happens if you can't pay your property taxes? You still lose your home. The other thing under the governor's plan that we don't support is it calls for a sales tax increase now, and in many areas of the state, local option income taxes. So you say, wait a minute. So the governor's plan has a sales tax in there, may lead to local option income taxes, and I still pay property taxes. As my home goes up, my property taxes go up, and I still don't own my own home. Is that a good deal? No, it's not. Under our plan, you ready for this? You get to vote on it. You get to own your own home, and under our plan, only after you vote to get rid of property taxes, you ready for this? We would raise your sales tax 2% and your income tax 1%, and that's all you would pay. And property taxes would be gone. And you'd finally own your own home. So who's opposed to doing that? Who's opposed to letting you own your own home? The governor is. The Republican leadership of the Senate is, and the Democrat leadership of the House is. John Waterman supports us, Bruce Border supports us, but we got to find some more up there. So we're working on that. I'm traveling this day. I was mentioned too. Pastor, I was in Hammond, Indiana, speaking at First Baptist Church in Hammond, where Brother Scott is. And last week, Mylands, I can't remember where I was, Greenwood. I was in Greenwood last week. And so we're traveling the state, sending out mailings, doing radio broadcasts, sending out emails, telling people we need to protect marriage, telling people we need to repeal property taxes, telling people we need to protect churches and their ministries. There's a bill introduced. Again, it isn't Republican or Democrat. This was introduced by a Republican to pave the way. You'll see this on your sheet. If you turn it over, it says taxation of churches. House Bill 1281, introduced by a representative who's a Republican, and he doesn't have a problem with taxing some church ministries. And here was a very dangerous part of the bill. He wanted to say, well, the church aspect that is involved with worship won't be taxed, but is your Christian school worship? Is a vacation Bible school worship? What business does the government have defining what is worship and what's a legitimate ministry of this church? That's not right. Well, fortunately, that bill died, but it will probably come back. Now, just one pro-life bill for you here real quickly. On the same side where you're at, look at Senate Bill 146 on the left-hand side there. We believe, that women seeking an abortion. Now, first of all, we are opposed to abortion. Abortion is murder. It's the taking of an innocent human life. That's why it's important who you elect as president. Because who you elect as president is important because they get to name Supreme Court justices, and we may be one vote away from overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you know one reason why we have problems with the economy, if I can digress for just a minute here? Since 1973, there have been over 45 million abortions. That's a whole generation, folks. Nobody ever bought diapers for those little kids or shoes. They never got an education. They didn't have a chance to become productive members of society. And maybe one of the reasons why our economy is struggling is just maybe because God looks down from heaven and says, they don't have much use for human life down there in America, do they? Do they? So one of the things we want to do in the meantime is let a lady know. You know, if somebody comes in here to church, Brother Waterman, your wife just had a baby. Is that right? Was that your eighth? No, your fourth. Well, congratulations. Now, when you found out that you were going to have your fourth, is that right? And his wife, and they came to church, and everybody says, oh, praise God, you're going to have a fetus. No, I didn't say that. I said, praise God, you're going to have a baby. Well, that's what we want women going to an abortion clinic to be thinking. You know, they're not thinking that now. They get in there, well, you're just carrying a mass of tissue. It's a baby. At the moment of conception, it is a baby. And if you take that baby's life, that is wrong. That's murder. That's not right. So then, guess what? Brother Waterman's wife comes in here, and everybody's all excited because she's going to have a baby. Well, one thing's in Sinema 146, and this is, we're hopeful that Brother Borders will have a chance to vote on this, because if so, he'll vote for it. It says that before a lady can get an abortion, you tell this lady seeking an abortion, guess what? The unborn baby, when we do the abortion, might feel pain. She might think, pain? Baby? What am I doing here? Oh, and by the way, life begins at conception. Oh, really? Oh, she just might go running out the door. That's what we would hope would happen. By the way, we do handle adoptions in addition to, again, personal injury cases and other cases. If you ever know of somebody, we've got Christian parents that would love to adopt babies, a baby, but there's not many adoptable babies out there because of abortion. And so, but if you do know of somebody that says, you know, a problem pregnancy, and they don't know what to do, of course, contact your pastor. He'll help direct them to where they won't get an abortion. And if ever that does come up, we'll be glad to help and assist with that, because we've got homes that would be glad to adopt that baby. So that's one of the pro-life bills that we're focusing on. But you say, Eric, it sounds to me like we've got a lot of battles down there at the State House. I'd like to see property taxes repealed, you say. I'd like to see marriage protected. I'd like to see our church ministry protected and our churches not taxed. And I'd like to see women seeking an abortion and get all the information that they can to make an informed decision. How in the world... Oh, by the way, before I forget, the other sheet that you've got there, take that and read that later on. Please don't do it during the worship service. I'm speaking this morning. But you can read that later on. It takes Governor Daniel's plan, and it compares that to our plan. And you see that the governor and I agree on two aspects of that, but the governor doesn't support controlling state spending or saving over $100 million in administrative expenses or letting you vote to repeal property tax. Just a quick thumbnail that you can read later on. You say, Eric, I agree with everything that Advance America stood for 27 years because you stand for biblical principles. I digressed a while ago. I was going to tell you what an old-time preacher once said. We don't do polls to decide what we believe. We don't read the newspaper. I didn't read the Indianapolis Star as I left town today to come down here and say, what should I say at Blessed Old Baptist Church? I don't do that. I don't check in with the TV stations, with the radio stations. An old-time evangelist once said, one plus God is a majority. And that's what we do. We take a stand with the Word of God because it doesn't change and because it's right. And so, but we need your help. And here's what you can do to help. And then I'll have a few minutes to answer some questions there too. First of all, you can be praying. The Bible says, and please don't minimize prayer. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. The Bible says that ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. But the Bible says you have not because you ask not. So be praying for America. This is a big election year. You've got a president, you've got governor, you've got lieutenant governor, all 100 representatives, half the Senate. Now, John Waterman is not up this time, your dad. Okay, but Representative Borders, you're running for re-election. Have you already filed? The filing deadline is the end of this week, so he's already filed, so he's up for election. All 100 representatives are up this time. All 9 congressmen are up this time. So please be praying that God will give us godly people to run for office and then win. Please be praying for that. And pray for people in office now to make the right decisions at the legislature and out in Congress too, and locally as well. So number one, you can be praying. Number two, get registered to vote. If you're not registered to vote, please do. You can stop by your clerk's office. You can get registered to vote, or a motor vehicle license branch. You can get registered to vote. Please do that. And then three, vote. But don't just go in and vote because you used to bowl with the guy's second cousin one time and he's a nice guy. Maybe a nice guy, but you don't want him making laws for you. You know what I mean? So don't. Vote based upon where they stand on issues, biblical issues. Now I'm going to make a statement. I said this at First Baptist. I say it other places. This is what I personally believe. If you come to a race and both the people running for office are wrong on biblical issues like abortion and homosexual marriage, then skip the race. Go on down and vote for the next office. Somebody says, well, shouldn't we vote for the lesser of two evils? I'm not going to. I'm not going to vote for somebody who supports abortion or homosexual marriage. Besides that, the political parties take Christians for granted. They say, well, what are the Christians going to do? Well, guess what? We're not going to vote for the lesser of two evils. Give us good candidates. Quality candidates. That's what you've got down here in state rep and state senator. So number one, pray. Number two, get registered to vote. Number three, vote. Number four, contact your senator and your representative on issues of importance to you. And then we need your help, just as this church has been, to spread the word around the state of Indiana. There's a lot of people that don't know about what's happening. You know more right now about what's happening on these issues in the legislature than probably 99% of the people in the state of Indiana. Because they just don't know. They care, but they don't know. So our radio program lets them know. Our emails let them know. Our mailings let them know. Our speaking engagements let them know. And so we need your help to do that. Now, how can you help, in addition to praying, that we'll have the finances that we need to be able to accomplish that? In your envelope that you've got, take that envelope, please, and a couple of things in here for you. The one that has my picture on it, this is on the property tax issue. It talks about which legislators support the repeal of property taxes and which do not. You'll notice under state representative, you'll find Bruce Border's name there and his phone number and his email. So keep that so you can contact him later on if you want to. You also see under the senator, Senator John Waterman. On the back side, you see those people that are opposed to us on the repeal of property taxes. And again, the governor doesn't support this, and a number of senators and representatives do not support us, Republicans and Democrats, but a number of Republicans and Democrats do. And so this is a listing of who's with us and who's opposed to us. Another item that you've got in there, if you want to go out and talk to some of your friends, we'd ask you to do that. You've got a sheet in there that says action list. And it has there what you can encourage people to contact their senator and representative with on the issue of property taxes. The other issue on the legislative updates, you can use that too when you contact them. And then you've got one other item I want to discuss with you briefly. It's called our 8 and 08 program. Jeff, would you give me one of those books, please? I neglected to get one. Our 8 and 08 program. We don't get government money, grants or anything else, or direct aid from the government. We depend on the contributions of churches and individuals. Thank you, Jeff. And so we've set up a brand new program. It's called 8 in 08. You'll see there where we say individuals who contribute $8 a month for the next 12 months. That's about a medium pizza one time a month. That's going to McDonald's, two people, one time a month. That's about what $8 a month is. Or a one-time contribution of $96. You'll get our newsletter, a voting record on the General Assembly, a voter guide, and then special updates. You know what you're doing too? You are investing in the work and ministry of Advance America to help your family, your church, your freedoms, and your future. Because only as we are able to communicate with people, you know what I'm hearing about this election coming up? People don't trust anybody in either party. Well, if people stay home and they don't vote for good candidates, then those good candidates can lose. A man named Jim Adderholt went to a good Baptist church in Annapolis, lost his race in 2002 by 36 votes for the House of Representatives. Voted just like Bruce Borders and John Waterman do on moral, family, church issues. Lost his race by 36 votes. I'd venture to say, the day after that race, there were people, maybe even in his own church, that said, oops, I should have taken the time to vote. And so we need to get the word around the state. We need to continue to be able to communicate, educate, and inform people. We're your eyes and ears and voice of the State House. We're the ones down there testifying in committees, sounding the alarm, putting out the email alerts, the radio programs. And so we're asking every family to join with us today, if they can. And we're asking everybody to do it today at $8 a month. You can do that by way of a credit card down here. We'll just take it off a credit card, $8 a month, or a one-time gift of $96, or a check, too. But we're asking every family to join with us, to partner with us in this effort. And as a special bonus, my good friend, Brother Gibbs, with the Christian Law Association, has written a book, One Nation Under God, 10 Things Every Christian Should Know About the Founding of America. This is our gift to you for those who join with us, joining the 8 and 08 program. And again, about the price of a medium pizza or two people going to McDonald's. And down at the bottom, you can do it by checking monthly pledge. It'll come out automatically off your credit card or a one-time contribution. Again, you can do it by credit card or you can do that by check. But we would ask every family to partner with us, to join with us as we do battle at the State House and in the state of Indiana for you and your family, your church, and your freedoms. I began with a Bible verse from Ezekiel. I saw for a man among them, should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Here's what I earnestly believe. I earnestly believe that God looks down from heaven and he says, is there anybody that wants to take me seriously? Is there anybody that still believes in bus ministries? Is there anybody that believes in the worth, the soul of a little child? Is there anybody that wants to stand up against the tragedy of abortion? Anybody that wants to stand up against pornography? Anybody that will take a stand for marriage between a man and a woman? Anyone that wants to stand up for freedom for church ministries like Christian schools? Is there anybody that wants to believe and trust me for great things to happen in Indiana and in America? And God says, I'm still looking for those people. And so we would ask you to join with us with your prayers. Get registered to vote. Don't forget to vote. And please join with us today. Jeff will be back there. Dwayne will be back there at the table. I'll be back there too, in between Sunday school and church and after the worship service, to ask you to join with us in this 8 and 08 effort. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes here, preacher. Does anybody have a question about? Yes, sir. They started to do something with that before it ever kicked in. Then they put in replacement. They kept the property tax around. Now, Tennessee and Texas and Florida don't have income taxes. Every state has property taxes. I've talked to people in Texas and South Carolina, Washington, D.C., New York. You know what's happened? They do the same thing we do here. Here, now, mark it down. Take it to the bank. Here's what a lot of politicians are hoping. Not Bruce Borders, not John Waterman. Here's what a lot of politicians are doing. They're going to do the same thing they've done in these other states. When there's a big furor about property taxes and people are fed up and they're going to throw people out of office, what do? They temporarily lower property taxes. They raise other taxes. After the election, guess what happens? Property taxes start going right back. That's what's happened for over 70 years in Indiana. So as I talk to these people in these other states, you know what they tell me? Eric, you can't do this. You can't get rid of property taxes. Really? Do you know one thing that you need in Southwest Indiana? Good-paying jobs. Yes. That's what you need, good pay. Now think with me. How did the Honda plant come to Greensburg? They got an abatement. They got a period of time where they don't have to pay property tax. Well, guess what? If you have no property taxes, you can tell businesses, don't put your business over there in Illinois. Don't put it in Kentucky. Come to Jasonville. Come to Sullivan, come to this area, because you don't have property taxes. You'll not only save money, people will be able to own their own home, you can start creating jobs, good paying jobs down here. But no, every state keeps making the same mistake, brother, we make for over 70 years. Temporarily drop property taxes, raise other taxes, get by the next election, and property taxes go right back up again. Good question. Another question. Yes, ma'am. Judges, it's very difficult. We would like to do something like that. It just can't be done with the resources that we have and everything. But one thing you can do is call the candidates up yourself. I'm serious. And if the candidate doesn't want to talk to you before the election, then chances are That's what, just what you need to do. You need to talk to them before and just ask them, where, because they may wind up one day on the Supreme Court. And so just talk with them and find out. And just like I know Bruce Borders, if somebody moved to Jacksonville and they didn't go to this church and they didn't know where their state representative stood, if they called Bruce Borders or John Waterman, they would talk with them and say, here's what I believe. School board members. It'd be great to know where the school board members are. We can't cover all those, but maybe three or four, what you can do is you can call up and meet with them face to face and say, what do you believe about this? That's what I would encourage you to do. The other thing that I would encourage you to do is be praying that people in churches like this would decide to run for office. Now, I know, John, you ran for office down and served 4 years as sheriff, and I commend you for doing that. And we need more people like John, like his dad, like Bruce Borders, that will say, I'll put my hat in the ring. I'll do that. I'll run for office. That's a good question. Thank you. Another question, comment, observation about anything at all. Bruce Borders.
It's something you might share is basically what happened with the marriage amendment last year, kind of the kangaroo court that it went through, because I know a lot of them will say, well, you know, I wanted to vote on it, but it was blocked and that sort of thing. So people are aware.
Thank you. You need to pass a constitutional amendment in two separately elected legislatures. We passed it in 2005 when Bruce was, excuse me, in the majority. There was an election in 2006 where now he's in the minority. Last year in 2007, they had a committee hearing. At that committee hearing, the vote tied 5-5 to pass it out. It was orchestrated to defeat it with a tie vote so that people never had a chance to vote for it on the House of Representatives. So when some representative, and in this case it happens to be Democrats, they're in control, if they say, well, I sure would have liked to vote for that, well, then what they need to do is go to the Speaker of the House and say, you need to pass that down because I want the people back home to be able to vote on this. And so that's what happened. It was orchestrated by the Speaker of the House last time to have a tie vote. This year, they're not even going to have a committee hearing at all. They're just killing it straight up. Thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate that. Pastor, I'll turn. Yes? Yes. Well, there are two groups of people serving in office right now, real quickly, politicians and statesmen.
Right.
Politicians care about one thing, getting reelected.
Right.
Statesmen care about one thing, that's the next generation. They're going to do what's right, even if they don't win the next election. But politicians wet their finger and see which way the wind is blowing. That's why it is vitally important when people send emails. I'm not talking about, again, Bruce Borders or John Waterman, who are already there. But for other political officials, when they get a lot of emails and phone calls, you know what that translates into? Votes. And will they vote me out of office? Or will somebody decide to run against me in the next election? That's why the more that Advance America grows, the more people we contact with, the more emails, the more phone calls, the more people looking at running for office, the greater clout we have in the General Assembly. The vast majority of people serving in elected office in the General Assembly, I believe, can be classified as politicians. They're concerned about getting reelected. So when people rise up to run against them, or when they start getting a lot of contact from people in their district saying, I want you to vote this way, and they're watching him, we have a greater chance of seeing things happen.